Nikki Morgan, and she's in our Westminster studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
If we could just start with the radicalisation stuff. This isn't a response to Tunisia, is it? You were intending to do this anyway. What exactly are you going to do?
Well, absolutely right. This is not a response. This was part of the legislation to apply the prevent duty, that's to stop people being drawn into terrorism, to schools and other bodies, as the Prime Minister referred to in the House of Commons yesterday. And we legislated for that at the end of the last Parliament. So today the Department for Education is issuing guidance to schools to give them examples and support in how they might look for young people who are at risk of radicalisation, perhaps changes in behaviour, things that they say, and then obviously encouraging schools to make sure that they are training their staff and that it's clear what staff and who they should report to if they have concerns.
So a child in a lesson who says, I'm not sure about democracy, I think perhaps it's not the best system, would that be an example then that a teacher takes some sort of action, and what sort of action?
No, I mean, I think schools should be a safe space for young people to explore all sorts of ideas. But we have, since last year, been very clear that schools should also be teaching British values. Those are the things that we all hold dear. And if we don't talk about them, then the vacuum gets filled.
But they're not things we all hold dear, are they? Because some people think that those values, however you define them, are open to question. I'm just wondering, I mean, it's exactly that point, isn't it? The extent to which it's going to still be legitimate for children to bring up these questions, and if they concern a teacher, what actually happens next?
Well, it will absolutely be legitimate for young people to bring up concerns, and we want a healthy debate in schools. But I think there are things like tolerance, and there are lines that young people or anyone else
but
can
like
tip
what?
Over
Could
into.
Could you give us one?
Well, it could be, for example, as we've seen, sadly, ISIL are extremely intolerant of homosexuality. And I think if there were language, but, you know, I'm not going to get into examples.
Okay, but well, that's a good example. So a child says, I think homosexuality is evil. I think it's wrong. I hate it. A child says that triggers a thought with the teacher. This could be a danger. What happens then?
Well, it could trigger a thought. It would depend very much on the context in which that was being discussed. But teachers would discuss, as they do already, when they are concerned about children who are at risk of perhaps being drawn into a gang or being exploited or being neglected at home. This is a safeguarding issue. And they will also be looking for examples, perhaps, where young people are being groomed on the internet, which again is what we see happening.
And what would
with
they do?
The terrorists. Well, they will do exactly what they do at the moment. They will obviously raise that internally in the school with their either department head or the head of the school. If this is obviously an emergency situation or urgent situation, the head would raise that with the police and other authorities like social services.
It's not going to be raised with the police if someone says, I don't like
gay
people.
No, of course not. I mean, I think, you know, the whole point, let's... In this debate, we need to have a very sensible, measured discussion. And schools are perfectly capable. They do this all the time. They work with young people who are at risk of being exploited or abused or suffering from neglect. They will know the difference. But I think what this guidance is saying is that radicalisation or the young people being at risk of being drawn into non-violent extremism is a very real threat in this country. This is not just about schools. There are other community groups who are also going to be caught by it as well. Now, we have
and
a department.
And is it all schools as well? I mean, that's an interesting point, actually.
Yes.
So this is free schools and private schools
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. It's all schools. And as I say, schools already, I mean, they deal, for example, with issues like drugs all the time, and they have training, they know what to do. What I was going to say was that the department has also set up the due diligence and counter-extremism group, and so schools will be able to report in their concerns as well, and then we will obviously be able to advise and support them if they do have concerns.
Let's turn to Coasting, important announcement that you're making today. But fundamentally, the point is that some schools that had thought they were doing rather well and are going to be told, well, you're not doing quite well enough. Is that the guts of it?
Well, yes. I mean, we know that there are schools where there's been a prolonged period of underperformance and that all young people are not fulfilling their potential. And so we will measure this over the course of 3 years, 2014, 15 and 16. It applies to both primary and secondary schools. We will look at the results that young people are getting in those schools, either readiness for secondary school at primary or obviously in GCSEs, but also, as I say, the progress that young people are making within that school. Exactly as you say, there are some schools where actually they may be very good schools, but actually young people are not fulfilling all of the potential that they could be. And that's unfair on the young person.
And you'll do what in those circumstances?
Well, the Regional Schools Commissioner will contact the school, and once we measure this at the end of 2016 and say that actually we feel that students could be making more progress, looking at the results. adults, and they will work with the school to find out what the issue is. Is it a matter of leadership? Is it a matter of teaching? Is there other support that could put in? And if the school has a clear plan to improve, then they will work on that. If they don't, then yes, it could be that academisation, bringing in a strong sponsor,
is the route. What if the school's already an academy?
Well, we will apply the coasting definition. We will look at how the academies measure on the coasting definition. If a school already, if a school, an academy is not doing well enough, as you heard actually on the clip an hour ago, in the clip, which is that we will rebroker a school, find a new sponsor for them, find a new support form if that is necessary.
Nicky Morgan, thank you very much.
The time is-